Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump recently paid a fine for a campaign donation made in 2013 to Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. Bondi asked Trump for the donation, and it came from his charitable foundation, a violation of tax law. Democratic Florida Congressman Ted Deutch believes Bondi was considering whether to join a fraud investigation into Trump University at the time.
But before Bondi made a decision about how she was going to proceed, she solicited, and then she accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from Donald Trump.
But Bondi strongly denied an investigation ever took place when asked about it recently by Fox News host Neil Cavuto. And she placed blame for the narrative on Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton.
No, of course I asked Donald Trump for a contribution. That's not what this is about. She was saying he was under investigation by my office at the time, and I knew about it, none of which is true.
Bondi's office released more than 8,000 pages of documents related to the donation. The New York Times recently reported the Florida Attorney General's office had received nearly 24 complaints before Bondi took office. Only one complaint came afterward. In 2013, around the same time she asked for the donation, an investigation into Trump's real estate program was unfolding in New York. The Orlando Sentinel first wrote about it that same year. But in 2014, Bondi announced her office would not be joining the investigation. And there's no hard evidence one was ever even underway. And that, says Tampa Bay Times reporter Michael Oslin, is part of the issue.
I'm not as scandalized by the fact that this came from the foundation account versus his personal account. I think that the questions worth asking are more in the line of, was he expecting the attorney general to not act, or was he perhaps giving her money in hopes of keeping her in office because she hadn't acted already? I think those are really important questions worth asking.
Bondi attempted to give the donation back to Trump, but it was rejected. And Trump has maintained the money coming out of the charity was a clerical error. Still, he has boasted about buying influence from elected officials before.
You know, it's interesting. I was looking at the ones I'm running against. I've contributed to most of them. Do you believe it? I've contributed to most of them. And one of them said, no, I don't think you've contributed to me. They found out I did. I contribute to everyone. I've given to Democrats. I've given to Hillary. I've given to everybody because that was my job. I got to give to them because when I want something, I get it. When I call, they kiss my ass. Okay? It's true. They kiss my ass. True.
That's from a January campaign rally in Ohio. Yet even if there's no smoking gun in the saga, Bondi's political future is growing increasingly cloudy. She's been rumored as a potential 2018 gubernatorial candidate or even a congressional hopeful. But Politico Florida's Matt Dixon says that's now in doubt.
Trump has faced months of bad headlines, and, you know, he's used to it at this point. She is not. But in the context, I don't think anyone knows what her political future is anymore. People used to think she was going to run for Congress or had statewide aspirations. Different aspirations. And I don't know what her next step is. So if you don't really have a next step politically, I don't know if it can politically hurt you. We'll see. But in a vacuum, I would say she's facing the brunt of this.
Bondi may be caught in it a while longer. There's a growing number of voices, including congressional Democrats and newspaper editorials, calling for investigations into the Trump-Bondi connection and Trump's charity. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.